Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody chant with great love and devotion. All those behind also.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Pukaro, everybody.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody chant.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayo Prabhupad, 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 Jaya Prabhupad.
Everybody chant. Gauranga! Gauranga! ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे सो आई वॉन्ट टू थैंक ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर इन्वाइटिंग मी टू सिट अमंगस्ट यू इन दिस होली लैंड ऑफ गोद्रुम द्वीप गोद्रुम धाम की Did you come for the first time here?
Here, yes.
But Godroom, not first time.
No.
This time.
Yes, we had Bhaktivedanta
Swami. Yeah. This is a very sweet dvipa. Very, very sweet. This dvipa represents kirtanam in Navadha Bhakti. That's why I was telling you, chant. Don't be miserly, chant. Nityananda Prabhu has come here. He selected this as his Namer heart. He didn't choose anything else but this place as to distribute the holy name of the Lord. At the little cost of little Shraddha, he has come here to distribute. And whoever chants the holy name with little faith, and sometimes by mistake one tear comes out of his eye, then Lord Nityananda says, I will sell myself to him. I will become his property. I'll give everything to him what is desired. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna
Hare Hare!
Hare
Ram!
Hare
Ram!
Ram
Ram!
Hare
Hare! Nityananda! Please call him with great devotion. Nityananda! We sang Jai Radha Madhav also. Who wrote that four-line bhajan? Bhakti Vinod Thakur. This bhajan is also supposed to be the window to spiritual world. In short, it gives you the glimpse of spiritual world. Also, Godruma Dvip is Nandagram. Of Vrindavan Dham is manifested over here. So this is, we are also in Nandagaon, where Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj raised Krishna Balaram as their children. And so many childhood pastimes. I will tell you one pastime which combines Lord Shiva and Nandagaon both. Because we are in Harihar Kshetra. This is a small area dedicated to Lord Shiva. This is called Mahavaranasi. That is in UP called Varanasi. But this is Mahavaranasi. Why is that? Because whichever holy place, whenever it takes shelter of the Gaur Dham or Vrindavan Dham, it assumes the mood of that Dham more than what it has in its own place. Yeah? For example, Ganga River flows from Gangotri all the way to Himalayas, and it relieves you of all the sinful activities and sinful reactions. But the same Ganga River enters Gaurdham, along with taking away your sins, it also takes away your punya. Sorry to say, but punya also is very detrimental, much more detrimental than pap also. Because when suffering from the reactions of pap, one can remember the Lord in great agony, "Oh Lord, where are you?" like that. But when you are enjoying the fruits of your punya, you don't need the Lord. So it is easy to forget the Lord. So what is more binding and actually causing more suffering is punya. So when Ganga Devi enters dham, like Gaur dham, she takes away the punya also. Along with taking away papa and punya, she gives Krishna prayam. Do you know that when you are traveling, just don't do here and there talking, just keep looking at the dham. Just by gazing at the dham with great feeling in the heart, one will develop Gauru Prem. If you gaze at Ganga just while traveling with love and affection and appreciation, you will develop Gauru Prem in the heart. So Ganga is Ganga only. But when she comes in the dham, she adopts the merciful nature of the dham and becomes more powerful. Similarly, when Varanasi has manifested over here, Varanasi only has power to give liberation to you. That too after staying for 1,000 years and cultivating knowledge, you may get liberation. But the same Varanasi, when it manifests over here, it has got nothing to do with liberation. It kicks away all the liberation and it only gives you Gauru Prem. That is why it is called as Mahavaranasi. Not different from Varanasi or Kashi. So before we get into the Varanasi Leela, we'll take Nandagram Leela. Lord Shiva is a great devotee of the Lord. All of us need the mercy of Lord Shiva. Please understand. You may feel I am devotee of Krishna and I should not even look at the demigods. I am a pakka Krishna devotee. We Vaishnavas don't even look at the demigods. That is a very premature or very naive neophyte thinking. Lord Shiva is a great Vaishnava devotee of the Lord. And he is born from Brahma. But Brahma also worships him. Can you believe this? He is known as Mahadev. Even Brahma is not called Mahadev. Brahma worships him. Several occasions in Bhagavatam, Brahma has to come and plead and worship him, pacify him. So powerful. So there are two aspects of Shiva's personality. One aspect is his office duty. Like I also have two duties. I go to office and do my job description. When I come home, I don't do that job description which I do in the office. I come home and I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a son, or I'm a friend, or whatever it is. So like that, Lord Shiva has his great duties as demigod. But he, truly, his identification is a devotee of the Lord. His heart is devotee of the Lord. So that is what is more important for devotees. And we don't look at Shiva as a demigod who destroys everything, a demigod who bestows upon you all the Nataraj qualities like dancing and singing and other arts, and he is this and he is that. On if you worship him on Monday, then you get good wife, and all those things are not relevant for devotees. So Lord Shiva is a great, great devotee of the Lord Krishna. And in Golok Vrindavan, there is no darshan of the Lord in baby form. Bal Roop Darshan is not there. So all the demigods come running to Gokul first and then to Nandagaon to just see the beautiful baby form of the Lord. One time Krishna was, you know, hanging at one step due to his little large belly. He had little large belly because of eating butter, sandesh constantly. A little protruding belly. So on that belly he was hanging on one step. He was like helplessly crying. And Narad Muni came to see him and he was like shedding tears of love. And then he also cried another set of tears for all those gyanis you know, who do not know what is the happiness in seeing the hanging form of the baby Krishna. He was so much nectar he was enjoying, you know, when he saw Sri Krishna hanging on his belly on a step of Nanda Bhavan and crying for support. So that kind of ananda is there when he is baby. See, even if you have a very what you call kurup in ugly looking black colored African child, for example. I mean, they're not bad. African people are not bad. But for our understanding, we like fair people and all those things. So the ugliest child, suppose, is born, and even though a child is ugliest, it is very attractive. Is it not true? Child is a child. Childhood itself is very attractive. So however the child is not attractively beautiful, but when it is child, it is very attractive. So what to speak of the Parama Saundarya Sampanna Sri Krishna, who is a reservoir of all the beauty, unlimited beauty, indescribable beauty, inconceivable beauty, that personality was anyway Yam Shama Sundaram Achinta Guna Swarupam. To see him itself is a festival. That personality, when it comes as a baby, can you imagine how attractive he must be? How much pleasure giving to the heart his stories are. How many times you must have heard the story of Yashoda binding Krishna? We don't say, kya ghisa peta story bar bar batate. Har Kartik mein wahi story batate. So we want to hear again and again and again. That mascara flowing through the eyes, you know, on the cheeks and making the cheeks discolored with black mascara. So many things we are hearing again and again because so beautiful. So Lord Shiva comes after Nanda Baba migrates to Nandagaon. All of you know, when they didn't have children, so initially they were in Nandagaon and Barsana. To have children, they went in the banks of Yamuna. In the course of time, they had children, like Krishna Balaram were there and Radharani was there in Raval. And every day demons were coming, so they thought it is not safe. So they took a meeting and they shifted. After shifting, then Lord Shiva came to Nandagaon to have darshan of baby Krishna. But he came in the form of a sadhu, rishi. And he came to Nanda Bhavan and said, Bhavati Bhikshandehi. And that time, Mother Yashoda came with lot of pearls and jewels and also some grains and fruits. And this sadhu said, Maya, I don't want to have all this kind of bhiksha. I only come for one bhiksha. I want to have darshan of your lala. So immediately she became alarmed. I'm giving something valuable. This sadhu is asking something else. So immediately her protective mood for Krishna became active. She thought he can be a demon. Because what form they have not taken up till now? A beautiful lady, then a cart. Can anybody come in the form of cart? Even the cart was a demon. Then whirlwind. You can imagine. Then a duck, and then so many things were there. Of course, duck came later on, but already there were some inconceivable forms that demons have taken. So she thought, now he has taken the form of a rishi. So I am not going to give darshan of Lala to you. If you want to take this bhiksha, take, otherwise go away. And she banged the door on his face because he refused to take anything else. So she was more determined. So she banged the door on his face and he went. He cried like anything. He went very nearby forest and he cried and cried and cried. And he was so much despondent in the heart. He was begging to Krishna to give darshan. And then Sri Krishna is a baby, but Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the form of baby also, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead only. It doesn't change. So he understands, my devotee is crying for me. I have to do some leela to give him darshan. Other Mother Yashoda is not going to give darshan on her own. I have to create a situation for her to compel her to give darshan. So he started crying. The biggest weapon of a child. big people who are PhDs and even Winston Churchill and the world's leaders, and their baby cries. And they have all the army, all the ammunition and all the missiles and all atom bombs and hydrogen bombs. But in front of the child's crying, nothing works. So Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, gopis, everybody was so upset. What to do? They try to do some khilona, some toy, some sweetmeat, some breast milk. All those things Krishna was just rejecting. And each time he offered the next thing, he was crying more than before. So all the efforts failed. And Yashoda was completely bewildered. And everything just stopped in Nandagaon. And Krishna is crying. At that time, Purnamasi entered. Who is Purnamasi? Purnamasi is Parvati Devi's avatar. She knows my husband has come. From long way he has come. I have to do something because I have become the inner person of the circle of Yashoda Devi. So I should use my position to help my husband. So she said, that Baba, that Rishi, who actually came that day, you rejected him. He is a great Baba actually. He has come from far distance. He is big tapasvi. And maybe because of his blessings, he will stop crying. Who knows? So that same mother who rejected that Baba, for the protection of the child, the same mother, to stop crying of the baby, is ready to call the same person. That shows her greatness. That she has no liking, disliking. She has only liking for Krishna, that's all. She doesn't know anything except Krishna. And whatever is favorable for Krishna, she is ready to accept. And whatever is unfavorable for Krishna, she is ready to reject, even it may be Mahadev or Brahma also. She doesn't care. This is the principle of highest form of Vairagya as per Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion. Anukulyasya Sankalpo Pratikulyasya Varjanam. You don't have to change this dress into sannyasi dress to adopt this. In any dress you can adopt this. If you live according to this principle of accepting everything favorable for Krishna and rejecting everything for unfavorable for Krishna, then you are the highest of all sannyasis in the guise of Grihastha form also. So she immediately sent sakis with all sweetmeats and arati paraphernalia and everything like what you send for inviting sadhus, and they all went to that forest called Asheshwar Van, where he cried with great desire, asha, hope, that one day Krishna will respond to me. He didn't know how many days. It was not 7-day crash course or 15 days crash course or Kartik Vrat. It was not like that. He didn't know. It may take years, it may take months, it may take weeks, it may take days. Nobody knows. When he started crying there, calling out Krishna's names, he was not knowing anything what will happen. And suddenly gopis came and said, Yashodama is inviting you. And he ran to Nanda Bhavan again. He actually exemplified how one should see hope in the most hopeless condition. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj told on 31st January 2004 in Bhaktivedanta Hospital that when one sees hope in hopeless condition, one attracts the mercy of the Lord. And that is a sign of a devotee. For a devotee, there is nothing like hopeless condition. Apparently hopeless, but he still sees hope in that condition. So he cried and Krishna responded. In the most hopeless condition, hope arrived. He went, and then Yashoda Devi came out, crying baby, still crying loudly, helplessly crying. Everybody is helpless because of that crying. And she brought him, and she gave in the hands of Shivaji. And Shivaji first touched his lotus feet. As soon as Shivaji touched his lotus feet, he stopped crying. Immediately he stopped crying. And then Mother Yashoda is saying, that Baba, you stay here only. Please don't leave Nandagaon. Because who knows when next time he will cry. So when he cries next time, you come again and you make him stop crying. Jab jab lala rove, tab tak barshan dije. Stay here only. And I will take care of you. I will feed you. I will give everything what I offer Lala. I will give you as Mahaprasad. Please stay here only. Huh? It was like a toy, na? Lord Shiva became a toy for Krishna. Isn't that true? Just think. What makes a child stop crying? Toy, you see. So Lord Shiva became a toy for Krishna. And he stayed there only as Nandishwar. There is a temple of Nandishwar just down there. And today also, whatever is offered to Krishna, Mahaprasad goes to Lord Shiva. Whatever Charanamrita of Krishna, Balaram, whatever they offer every day, Abhishek, that Charanamrita is offered to Lord Shiva first. Such a fortune Lord Shiva has received. And he and his wife have received permanent residence in Sri Vrindavan Dham. By the mercy of Lord Vishnu, they received Krishna mantra, then they received Radha mantra, then they performed Traimasik Vrat, 90 days Vrat, offering Saugandhika flowers every single day for 90 days in an increasing number. So she created that Mansarovar for creating Saugandhika flowers. And she offered in different higher numbers every single day. At the end of 90 days, Radha Krishna appeared to Lord Shiva and Parvati and blessed them with permanent residence in Sri Vrindavan Dham. This is Lord Shiva. We are not talking about Lord Shiva who gives you good wife and wealth and everything. We don't go to Lord Shiva to ask for benedictions. We go to Lord Shiva to ask for only love of Godhead, only devotion and service to the Lord. We have come to Mahavaranasi here to beg to Lord Shiva to give us service to the Lord. So there are many stories in Nandagaon, unlimitedly. Sri Krishna bowed, sword, pearls there, sent by Radharani's mother and father, and did kheti, farming of pearls. That is called Motikund. Sri Krishna, father, went to take bath, and he saw there Prayagraj taking bath in his sarovar, and that became Pavan Sarovar. Uddhava came there and experienced unlimited ecstasy by discussing with Nanda Baba and Yashoda and shared their feelings. So many things are there. Nandagaon, it is said Nandagaon is meant for qualifying sadhus, those who can tolerate the teasing of Nandagaon boys and continue their worship and meditation on Krishna. They are qualified to enter the loving realm of Sri Krishna's love. Because those children are quite naughty. What Krishna did when he was a child, similarly they also follow that. And it is in Nandagaon, it's a place where Yashoda Rani is asking Krishna to come for lunch. And the baby coward boys, they tell him, at the point of losing the game, you are telling the reason of mother calling you. You can go, but tomorrow we will not take you in our game. And Brihad Bhagavatam Matura explains that when coward boys tell Krishna the threat that we will not take you, it's the biggest threat ever for Krishna. So even mother is scolding and shouting at him, he still leaves her and joins back again. I don't mind playing with you and losing the game, but I want to play with you tomorrow also. That is the kind of privilege the coward boys have. And the Rishi Munis are always bewildered, trying to understand what kind of karmas they have performed in the past lives. The Supreme Lord has become their friend, and they climb on his shoulder and they punish him. They ask him to give round when they defeat him. So please remember Nandagaon. Nandagaon is a very sweet place of Sakhyaras and Vatsalyaras predominantly. Here in Dwarka Lila of Krishna, he had fight with Banasur. It's a long story. You can please read in Bhagavatam. Very beautiful story. And Banasur had done tapasya to achieve 1,000 arms from Lord Shiva. And afterwards, you know, you ask for money, for example, and you get lot of money, then your hands start itching. Why should I spend this money? What should I get with this money? Money can't just lie in my pocket. You know, it's creating some itch in my heart. Hey, I have experienced that. You keep some money here, you have to spend it after some time. It's not going to remain here. It's going to tempt you and stimulate you. It has got its own energy. So like that, when 1,000 arms come, he was like beating and making the mountains into powder, and so many things he was doing. He was fighting with people, defeating them. He used to hold 500 bows and 500 arrows and shooting at one point of time. You can imagine that? You have 4 arms, it's difficult to manage 2 bows and 2 arrows, you know. Where they will go, nobody knows. So 1,000 arms. So one day he had almost tried everybody, and he met Narad Muni. Narad Muni told him that the compatible opponent for you is Lord Krishna. So he did tapasya, and he pleased Lord Shiva and asked him, when I will attack Lord Krishna, to please bless me that I can kill my enemy. Lord Shiva said very intelligently, "Don't worry, when you attack him, I'll be with you. I'll come and fight from your side." He didn't say, "Yes, yes, I tathastu." So anyway, in that war, Kashiraj also came. And when Kashiraj went to join, they were all enemies of Krishna, basically envious of Krishna. So Kashiraj, when he joined the army of Banasura, they had a big fight. There was a lot of many duels were taking place. So at that time, Kashiraj, when he was leaving from his Kashi, see, in fact, Kashi, I forgot to mention to you, it is like Lord Shiva's most opulent kingdom is Kashi, actually. That's because Sati Devi said, my father is just always disrespecting you, because you are a fakir, you are a renounced person, you don't have anything. All my son-in-laws are very well placed and very well respected. You are the only son-in-law who is a useless fellow. Then always my father tells like this, why don't you do something? So he had created Kashi. The unparalleled opulence he had created there, and he resided there for some time. So there, this Kashi Raj, afterwards of course, in Dwapar Yuga, and he had son called Sudakshin. And his son said, "Papa, I want to also join you." He said, no, why? I am enough. You just enjoy. You are a devotee of Lord Shiva. You worship Lord Shiva. Don't waste your time. I promise all of you, when his wife is doing tilak to him, about to leave for war, I will bring Krishna's head as present for all of you Kashivasis. What an illusion. You can imagine the extent of illusion one can have. So Sudarshan said, "My father is so powerful and all." So he went. And sure enough, after that, Banasura Leela I will not touch now. Sure enough, when Kashiraj's head Krishna severed, he shot an arrow in such a way that the arrow took the head all the way to Kashi and it fell in the border of Kashi. Everybody came running. "Yes, as my father, as our king told, see, he has sent the head of the enemy for our benefit, as our gift to you." So everybody came running, and when they saw close by, they saw it's the head of our king only. So they were very upset. And there came Sudakshin, very angry that our enemy has killed my father. So he sat for tapasya in revengeful mood and really worshipped Lord Shiva with tantra. And with the tantra and Brahmins together, he created one demon, monster called Dakshinagni. So you know, "Yes, master, what is the order? Tell me what I should do." He said, "Go to Dwarka and burn all Dwarka. Burn all Dwarka Vasis and kill that Krishna and come back." So he immediately set out for Dwarka. And he was like fire himself. He had red eyes and copper-like hair, and he was like horrible-looking personality, only emitting fire from him. And as he was entering, Dwarka was burning. That time, Lord Krishna was playing chess with Rukmini Devi. Always, nicely, sari part, enjoying with Rukmini Devi. And all people came running, "Trahimam, my lord, Dwarkadish, my lord, Trahimam, save us, we are getting burned to ashes." And Lord Krishna, what happened? He said, "Yes, this demon is coming." So Lord Krishna said, "Don't worry." He called Chakra, Sudarshan Chakra, and told, "Go and take care of him." And he continued his game with Rukmini Devi. So Chakra came out. And there was a big war between Sudarshan Chakra and Dakshinagni. And in that war, Sudarshan Chakra released Niharika Astra, by which the demon became frozen. He couldn't do anything, His fire went off and he was like completely frozen. He could not move also. So he couldn't do his activity of burning everything and destroying. So he receded. So Chakra chased him. So you may wonder why Chakra didn't kill him there only. No, Lord Krishna also and his devotees also are very intelligent. They have a lot of energy, but they don't want to waste energy. If things are going to be automatic and self-sufficient, why should I waste my energy? So he was just chasing. Tantra, there is one technique. When Tantra is not effective as planned, it goes and destroys the person who has invoked that Tantra. So he was going back. He always all the way receded towards Kashi. And he went and disturbed all the Brahmins who had invoked the mantras to invoke him. And he killed Sudakshin also. So that is why he was chasing him. After that, Chakra killed Dakshinagni. So he saved some arrows, And then Chakra went and destroyed the whole Kashi, burnt it to ashes completely. Because all that is Shiva's kingdom, and Shiva was giving power to Sudakshin and Dakshinagni and Kashi and this and the Kashiraj. So he destroyed the whole Kashi into ashes. And at that time Shiva became Kashi-less. So Shiva came here to reside in this place. Actually Shiva doesn't require Kashi. Wherever Shiva is, that is Kashi. Like wherever the pure devotee sits and gives class, that is Vyasasan. Whether it is on the ground, on a singhasan, wherever he sits and speaks Bhagavatam, that is Vyasasan. Like that, wherever Shiva goes and resides, that is Kashi. So this became Mahavaranasi. Lord Shiva is residing over here. And the greatest difference is that he is always chanting Lord Gauranga's name here. Gauranga! All time chanting Gauranga's name and dancing in ecstasy. So when Lord Nityananda came to this place with Jiva Goswami for his Navadvip Parikrama, that divine Parikrama that our dear Bhaktivinoda Thakur only wrote, Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. All of you should have that book. Very small book, very, very deeply emotional, spiritual, emotional book. It is very wonderful book. All should purchase that book. Very nice book. So when Lord Shiva Nityananda came here and started Kirtan, and everybody was dancing, even Srivas Pandis was there with him. At that time, at one point in time, Lord Nityananda told Jiva, "Oh Jiva, please accept Gaur Prem. Please accept Gaur Prem." At that time, when hearing that statement, Jiva became unconscious. So Srivas Pandis went to rescue him, to save him. At that very moment, when everybody was busy with Jiva Goswami, Lord Shiva appeared in front of Lord Nityananda. Only visible to Lord Nityananda. And he fell at the feet of Lord Nityananda and begged for mercy. And Lord Nityananda blessed Lord Shiva at this place. So, it is said that Lord Shiva is constantly chanting Gauranga's name and dancing over here. And whoever dies in this place, Lord Shiva chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the ear of the dying person. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So who is ready to die? Anyways, if you remember this place also at the moment of death, by the remembrance of this place, Lord Shiva will chant the holy name in your ears. It is said that all those residents of this place, of this dham, Gaudhumadipa, are all just waiting to go back to Godhead. They don't have any ties, no attachment, or no nothing to bring them back in this place. They are liberated souls, blessed by the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said that this is the kunja of Tungavidya Devi. Each dvipa is a kunja of one of the sakhis of Krishna, Radharani. So this is Tungavidya Devi's kunja. Tungavidya Devi is standing in which position in Radha Madhava's darshan?
First last. Left side last. Left side last.
When we are standing in front of Radha Madhava, in front of you is Krishna, on his left is Radharani. So which side is Tungavidya standing?
Right side last.
Your right side or Krishna's right side? Krishna's right side, the last lady is Tungavidya Devi. Who is before that?
Chitralekha
Devi. Who is before that? Champaklata Devi. Who is before that? Lalita Sakhi. Very good. This kind of darshan is very beneficial. When you see each and everybody from their lotus feet with their personality, name in mind and offer prayers, this kind of darshan is very purifying to the heart. So, Hare Krishna. It is said that this place is surrounded by Viraja River all throughout. And this place, particularly this place, Gaudhumadvip is surrounded by Viraja River, Navadvip is also surrounded by Viraja River, and there are so many branches of every river. This river, what you see here, is River Alaknanda, the branch of Ganga. At the bank of Ganga, it is explained, Lord Nityananda says, "See at the bank of Alaknanda, O Jiva, this is Kashi. Lord Shiva resides over here." And Darshan, if you saw here, there is Lord Shiva and Krishna in one deity called Harihar, Harihar Bhagwan. Lord Shiva, Lord Krishna wants to tell all of you that I am not different from Lord Shiva. Kshiram Dadi Vikara Vishesha Yogat. Brahma also explains, Lord Shiva and Lord Krishna are not different. Only the mode is different when they act in different way. So, Lord Krishna, by becoming one with Lord Shiva, wants to tell us how much he loves Lord Shiva. And one should not take Shiva as an ordinary material demigod. He is a great devotee of the Lord. He has not united with any other demigod. Not Brahma, not Indra, not Chandra, not Varuna, anybody. Only Lord Shiva. And not one place, many places he has come together. So this Harihar Kshetra is also Lord Krishna's appreciation for Lord Shiva. How much we should appreciate as devotees of Lord Krishna. And next, if you see the deity, on our right side, and Shiva, the Murti's left side is Lord Shiva. And our left side and Murti's right side is Lord Krishna. To the right of the Murti is Lakshmi Devi, naturally. And to the left of the deity is Parvati Devi. And there are beautiful poetries. Oh Harihar, at one side you have a snake and a moon, and one side you have a peacock feather. Oh Harihar, you have at one side Trishul in your hand, and another hand holds Chakra. Oh Lord Harihar, you have Vyagrambar wearing the tiger skin on one side, and you are wearing Pitambar on the other side. How wonderful are you, like that. Poetry is there. And the next to that is Vruddha Shiva. The Vruddha Shiva is the representative of Lord Krishna who protects the Dham. And in this temple, there is a footprint of Gadadhar Pandit also. If you have not seen, you can see while going. Only one foot, it's the right foot, imprinted on a stone which is standing there on the right side down of Harihar Deity. And there is also Jagannath Murti there, standing there also. This deity is a very unique deity. The material that which it is made of is very, very rare and very, very costly and very, very opulent. So this Murti was stolen one day, many years back in 1999. No, Harihar Deity. We are talking about Harihar. So this deity was stolen and it was found in the field somewhere, left abandoned. And then they, when they found it, then the pujaris wanted to put it back in the temple again. But because they already lodged a complaint in Police Chowki, the deity was lost. So it had to go to Police Chowki of Krishnanagar. The Lord is so much wonderful that he can do Leela like anything. You know, at Maan Mandir also, Maan Bihari, Lada Maan Bihari was stolen one day. And you know where they were found? They were found in one village in Navadvip Dham. Somebody who came to their 40 days parikrama, he thought this deity is made of gold. Because it was always shining by the service of the Brijvasi devotees. Shining like anything. So he thought it must be the deity is made of gold. So he stole the deity at one fine day. From there he traveled, and he finally came to one village in Navadvip, and they were doing horoscopic calculations and so many calculations, and they traced the place, and they actually, the Nandagaon Brijvasis came and actually found and caught him. So it is said that Maan Bihari Lal wanted to have Gaurdham Yatra. So he came here and he was like enjoying, and after some time he made himself found out, and then he was taken back from here in a great pomp and great devotion, and thousands of Brijvasis were receiving him at every point from Mathura, and with great celebration he came back to Maan Mandir again to resume his original pastime. So like that, this deity, there was a police case, so he went in police station. For 4 years he was in police station. The finger which used to hold like this, I mean, he's like this, so right side is Chakra. The finger which used to hold Chakra was having the Kaidi number on that. Tied up with the paper, and number was there on that. And he was very peacefully staying there. And wherever Lord Krishna goes, you know, he makes his arrangements. So some tribal women, headed by one old woman, would regularly come and do Aarti Puja and Bhog offering. And police also were knowing that this is Lord. So whether case is there, fine. But their dhamvasis, they knew that we have to go by the law and rule of the law. But the Lord is Lord. He has to be served. So when somebody is coming on his own to serve, why should we stop in police choki? So every day the tribal member would come to all the arti, do all the offerings every single day for 4 years. So when Maharaj came with Yatra one time, the deity was missing. When I came with the hospital Yatra twice, the deity was missing. When I came again in 2015 for Adhik Mas Yatra here, the deity was there already. So 2001, the deity came back, it seems. And is there with full grid. The temple is very dilapidated. Now the temple is shining like anything. Beautifully constructed again, very nicely. So you should be grateful and always give some donations, because you know I have got photographs of all old lusterless temple and dirty place, broken things. And today we see very beautiful, attractive, we can take pictures and show people. But somebody is doing that, no? It's not automatic happening. You are chanting mantra in Mumbai and Pune and temple is getting renovated here. It doesn't happen like that. People have to work hard for that. And then we bring with 800,000-900,000 devotees and 8 batches come one after another, and they all get the beautiful situation. It's by the mercy of somebody who is working hard. So we have to very gratefully, in the heart of heart, we feel grateful and put some donation there. In each and every place, Narsingapalli, Swarnavihar, everywhere we go, how they run and how they maintain. If our children come tomorrow, our grandchildren come after some time, we want to have those places intact so that we can show our children, this is how it is. We had come here when we were children and Swamiji was running and we were walking behind him now. Whatever. So, this is a very intense place. Because Lord Krishna is exhibiting here his love for Lord Shiva. We are all sitting in Amghat, by the way. Don't think Amghat is somewhere else. We are sitting right in Amghat. So you go, it's like, you know, when you go to, you are going to Mumbai, you go to Churchgate, where are you? In Mumbai. When you go to Borivali, where are you? In Mumbai only. So you can't say welcome to Mumbai in Borivali. No, we are in Mumbai only. Where, what is welcome? So like that, you are in Amghat here, you go there also, is Amghat only. All big thing is Amghat. What happened one time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one who exhibited the highest love as Krishna in Ras Lila only to some private group of devotees, only gopis. Not even Yashoda, not even Nanda Maharaj, nobody could go. Not even friends, not cows, nobody could go there. That personality has revealed the treasure of the highest love that he can exhibit for a jiva is in the form of Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Lord, like he began it in the house of Srivas. And that is non-different from Rasa Mandala, Bansiwat. But after that, he has performed Harinam Sankirtan in each and every atom of Gaur Bhumi. Like Sri Krishna has performed Rasa Lila on each and every atom of Vrindavan Dham, whole Braj Mandal. Not a single atom of dust, there is no Rasila. It's not like that. So Lord Chaitanya was performing Harinam Sankirtan, which is equivalent to Rasila, over here one time. And devotees got hungry. So he came out. And just by his desire, one mango tree grew up there. Immediately, within few moments, it became very huge. It had thousands of fruits of mango. Ripened mango, but without peels and without the seed inside, right hanging on the tree. They are also there now. You are unable to see. You can see. You have divine vision, you can see. It was off season also. Okay? So he said, devotees, please go and have. And one mango without seed and without the peel was so big and so succulent and so tasty that in one mango everybody got fully satisfied. And all of the devotees came and had one mango. They were very happy. They danced again and again. And for one full year, that tree gave seedless and peelless mangoes to all the devotees whoever came there. So what Lord cannot do? If you have faith in the Lord, what he cannot do? You have to have just faith. We should not lose hope and faith. Whatever happens in life, what Lord cannot do? In the middle of all the misery, he can bring bliss in your life. He can bring ultimate bliss in your life when you are in the utter bliss, miserable condition. That is the power of Krishna consciousness. One of the secret power of Krishna consciousness is to bring bliss in your life when you are supposed to suffer the most in life. But we have to become Krishna conscious for that. It is not free of charge. You have to pay the price early. It is only Krishna consciousness, no karma kanda, no jnana kanda, no upasana kanda, no siddhi kanda, nothing that is procedure towards spirituality in life can bring you a situation where you can be blissful in the middle of the most miserable condition of life. And this is a fact. One can be blissful. Madhavendra Puri was dying, but he was in bliss of separation from Krishna. So many examples are there. Gopis were beating their chest, remembering Krishna, but they were in ultimate bliss of Vipralamba. All these contrast situations, inconceivable, unbelievable situations can happen in Krishna consciousness by the mercy of Krishna. Only one thing we have to do. With faith we have to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then the peelless and seedless mango can be available to you also. Hare Krishna. So that place, right from here all the way till the station and till that beyond, is all Aam Ghat. After 1 year the tree disappeared. And then the other trees grew up there. And they are very sweet and very tasty. They come in the middle of in the winter, summer season after that. You see the railway line, which is Aam Ghat. I am so fascinated with this story that nobody in the British rule had been so much honored, who was Indian and so much honored by British people. Nobody has been honored. Always they condemn. Today also if you go to England to work, you are number two, number three person. You cannot achieve any top position. As a doctor, as an engineer, as an IT fellow, whatever you are, highly qualified, but you will be always working under a British person. That is their ego. They feel that, 150 years we ruled these guys here. These people are our servants. That illusory master feeling, you know, which is a gateway, royal gateway to hell actually. That is their mindset. But Thakur Bhakti Vinod, you know, Kedarnath Datta, such a qualified person that he used to work 16 hours of judge work, working as a judge. 16 hours of work you do in 4 hours only. He has such sharp intellect, sharp judgment and inner intuition which he would take decisions like this, and British were very happy with him. But he was a great devotee of the Lord. He was the incarnation of Kamala Manjari. So his heart, like as I told you, externally he was a magistrate and a government servant and this and that. But internally, he was a great devotee of the Lord. So he wanted to retire. He said, enough. I want to retire. The British government asked him, where you want to go and retire? So I want to go to Godruma. I have a house there and I want to live there and perform my bhajan to the Lord. He said, we will transfer you to Krishnanagar. You know, we came by Krishnanagar only, just close by, 2 kilometers, 2-3 kilometers. And there is a little township is there, market is there, and kacheris, all offices, everything is there. So we'll transfer you to Krishnanagar. There you work only for 4 hours. And don't worry. You don't have to worry about travel also. We will draw a railway line right from the court doorstep to your doorstep. Not in the history of British rule, but in the history of mankind, this has not been done. After the railway line came into existence. Imagine. This is the glory of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Today also, in between the line was broken and they were repairing, in between when we came to Yatra. But today again they are making it perfect. It ended at the very gate of Thakur Bhaktivinoda's house, Swananda Sukhada Kunja. One bogie, one coach, one passenger, one motorman and some guards behind. And one passenger would board, go straight to the kacheri. After 4 hours, again come back straight to the... It's a 5-star coach. So much respect. That respect itself will tell you how great he must be. I don't want to respect you, but I am forced to give you highest respect. That means how great you must be. That kind of personality Kedarnath Datta was. And it is in this house, I must tell you, even if you heard again, I want to tell you again, that in that house, he had that vision across Jalangi. We are at the bank of Jalangi there. This is Alaknanda, that is Jalangi over there. Across that is Mayapur, where we have our TOVP coming. That TOVP was already seen by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He had a darshan. First he saw the effulgence, light coming from that side. He was bewildered in the middle of the night. He saw the so much light, golden light coming. Then he saw that Adbhut Mandir. And he remembered Nityananda Prabhu had told that Adbhut Mandir will come. And then he saw many people of many colors, of many heights, of many types of faces, raising their hand and chanting Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So he had already had that vision, and he narrated that vision to many people. And it is our dear A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada who made that vision true for him actually. Sapna sakar kar diya unhone. Brought that dream or vision into reality today. Today we have all kinds of colors of people from all kinds of countries, all kinds of languages, all kinds of heights and cultures. They come here and they raise their hand and chant the holy name of the Lord. This is made possible. Impossible thing has been made into possible by the power, purity and devotion of Srila Prabhupada. And very soon that temple also, we are so fortunate. Nityananda Prabhu, when he left this world, he predicted that very soon there will be Adbhut Mandir. And devotees from all over the world will come and chant, and this will be the prominent temple, the only temple in the world which will actually remain. Rest all holy places will diminish in their power. And this place will be increasing in their power as Kali Yuga advances. And this is the temple from where the Harinam, the Yoga Dharma will be broadcasted, and a whole the world will come here to receive the mercy of Lord Gauranga in the form of the holy name. With so much of difficulty, Srila Prabhupada made it possible. That's why today we are able to sit here. What is our qualification? Who knew? We only knew in our history books that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a saint, Bengali saint, who used to dance on the road with chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He was brought down to a position of a saint as a Jiva, the Supreme Lord. That much we knew in the history. One line, somewhere it came in 4th standard. But that personality was broadcasted as Supreme Personality of Godhead by Srila Prabhupada. Even we were Hindus and Brahmins and we were brought up studying Ramayana Mahabharata. We never knew who is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada made us understand. So we have to constantly be grateful. That is secret confidential glory of human life has been revealed to us by the mercy of a pure devotee. Otherwise, who knows Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Who knows Nityananda Prabhu? Nobody knows that Lord has come again in the form of a devotee. So Thakur Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Sadhana Saraswati, you just see Bhakti Sadhana Saraswati. Each and every corner in these dvipas, he has made Gaudiya Mathir. Do we go to Rudradvip? You went to? Such an inside place it is. Who will go there? But they are also made an ashram. Suvarna, we are also quite inside. Everywhere Bhakti Sadhana Saraswati has made ashram. So that you and me can come here and appreciate the Leela there, appreciate the beauty of that place and receive the mercy of that place. What kind of mercies have been received in that place? By everybody who resided there had pastime from Satya Yuga and Dwapara Yuga and Treta Yuga and Kali Yuga. Every time, every single time, there has been unlimited, inconceivable mercy has been received by variety of souls there. And those places have been preserved by Thakur Bhakti Sadhana Saraswati. The sannyasi son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we are very fortunate actually. We should never ever try to minimize this fortune. And always if you remember the fortune, you will be grateful. And if you are grateful, then you will perform our sadhana very nicely in deep gratitude for Srila Prabhupada. And do whatever you can do in his service to complete his mission. And Srila Prabhupada right from 73 was telling that I wanted Adbhut Mandir to come here. It is our privilege in our sampradaya, in our movement where we are initiated or going to be initiated, in that movement this whole temple is coming up. We can tell proudly people, this is our temple. They can bring your friends, school friends and relatives and tell, this is our temple. This is not their temple, this is our temple. So whatever you give, little bit, you know, 1 rupee, 10 rupees, 1 lakh rupees, 1 crore rupees, whatever you can afford to give, it is our privilege, not Lord's requirement. Lord Nityananda has enough. But It is our privilege. We are existing as human beings at this time of life when this is being manifested, what has been predicted so many years back. We are eyewitness to that, right from scratch. When it was a garden, we were there. When it was broken, we were there. Now when the temple will be inaugurated, hopefully we will be there also. And even if you are not there, suppose, by the will of the Lord, still you have witnessed that glory of the temple coming up in front of your eyes. Today also is not less. It's all almost over. Only interior is remaining. It will take next 5 years. So it is like, you may think, oh, when Lord Nityananda came here, he brought Jiva Goswami here, and Lord Nityananda told Jiva, take Gaurav Prem, and he fainted, and Lord Shiva appeared in front of Lord Nityananda. I wish I could have been there that time. Jiva Goswami was feeling that way. Ki why I was not there? When Lord Gauranga was exhibiting his pastimes in Godruma and Navadvip, now he is in Jagannath Puri, but why I was not here when he was having long hair and dancing and making everybody drown in ecstasy of love? Even Jiva was the next line, generation, personality was feeling the same thing. He was crying again and again and weeping. He went to Yogapit at the house of Sachi Mata and cried there. And there, because of his agony of separation, Mahaprabhu appeared in front of him and danced with Nityananda. Again disappeared. Again Jiva Goswami fell unconscious. Can you imagine the feelings of Jiva Goswami? So you and me also will love to be there when the Adbhut Mandir appears. And you can be proud, personality, that you witnessed Adbhut Mandir coming up. 10,000 people can dance in one place. 1 acre area of temple hall. Can you believe this? This is our temple. Huh? So be proud to put our penny or rupee there. Lord Chaitanya Nityananda will acknowledge your contribution. For that 1 rupee, maybe you will go back to Godhead. Who knows? But Lord Nityananda doesn't require, but he will see your devotion and love and sacrifice and surrender and desire to serve and please him. That itself will take you back to Godhead. Just by your simple contribution of 1 penny, 1 rupee. Thakur Bhaktivinoda also, when he built Yogapita, he is a government officer, he could have signed some resolutions and got the money. But he himself went and begged at every house to take 1 rupee coin from each house. He wanted everyone to get the fortune of contributing to that temple construction of Yogapit. Why such a big personality who is so respected by Britishers had to beg at house to house and door to door? That is his compassion. So why Jandaniwas Prabhu, such a great personality, is a Golok Vasi actually. This time is separating from that reality. He is already a Golok Vasi. Already a Navadvip Vasi from transcendental abode point of view. So much mercy he has received and such a magnanimous personality he is. He is coming there and actually begging all of us, right? Why is he doing that? He went with Nityananda Paduka all the way to the world. He came to Bhaktivedanta Hospital also. Recently he came again second time in the new construction site of the hospital also. He put the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda over there. And when he came at the inauguration time of Mira Road temple, suddenly the lotus feet, the Paduka of Nityananda Prabhu came in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And there was no one at 4 p.m. Only I was there. I just took bath and took chadar and I took the Paduka and touched every patient in every ICU bed, in every normal bed, in every this bed and that bed and OPD. Every single person who was existing in the hospital. Many people came running with their babies and my wife came running with the baby. Everybody came running to receive Nityananda Prabhu's Paduka. And he took all over the world. And Nityananda Prabhu made miracles in the world when they traveled for 6 months. This Prabhu who stayed for 30 years in a row in Mayapur. They came as young boys here. Prabhupada sent them. And 30 years they never left Mayapur. Can you believe this? After 30 years, first time they came to Radha Gopinath Mandir. Jandaniwas Prabhu. And after 40 years, first time he left the country and went to America for 6 months. Why he went? To give opportunity to people to contribute for this divine mission of the Lord. And you may not know the real story. There are many temples actually wondering why they came, because you know our temple we are trying to construct and we are not getting any money, and if they come then they are overwhelming with COBP project and Prabhupada and Nityananda Prabhu dream and all those things. So whatever money we were going to get also will be finished. They will take it away. So they were like worried inside. But believe me, 3-4 temples were like this. They were about to build their temple. They had millions of dollars as their budget. But what a miracle. When finally they agreed to allow them to come and campaign, Lord Nityananda raised all the money for their temple and also money for TOVP. For three temples, this is the story in America. They were not getting money for years together, and they were trying to be opposing them. No, you don't come, please. Whatever money we are going to get also get lost. No, what project was stuck for so many years, by arriving of Nityananda Paduka, all the money which they were not going to get for years, they also got full money, and also TOP also got enough money. Almost 100 crores of rupees promises were done in the 6 months. So Lord Nityananda doesn't need, actually, we need to participate. And if you desire, then Lord Krishna will arrange for you. If you don't desire, you are desiring only miserly, then Lord Krishna, why should he arrange for you? What is difficult? This temple is on the bank of Ganga only. From distance it looks so small actually. It looks, you can see it from Gauranga Bridge, Gauranga Setu. But still, if you see from the skies, it will be still small, right? And what Krishna, how much it takes for Krishna to build such things? But all this effort and leela is taking place so that you and me can get an opportunity to serve. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now we'll go to next place in our discussion. We'll go to Narasimha Palli. Huh? Narasimha Palli is another beautiful place. All of you know, in 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful pastime of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, Lord is begging to him. I'm very sorry, I came late actually. You are suffering so much. And I came late. You have to go through so much for me. Please ask. So he said something. Lord said, already done. Ask something more. Then he said something. Then he said, already done. Ask something more. Then he said, my father, he is a great sinful person. Please, because he is my father, please relieve him. So already done. 21, 21 generations are delivered already. Ask something more. This is all after killing Hiranyakashipu. And Lord was licking Prahlad like a lion licks the baby lion, you know. So much love Lord showed actually. Licked his whole body like mother licks the baby animal. And then Prahlad said that if you really are desiring to give boon to me, please give me one boon, that all the sins of everybody in the world, please let me accept and let me suffer for that, and you please promise that everybody will be delivered. The Lord said, there is no need to do that. I promise you that whoever will come to Narasimha Palli, I will deliver them. And you know, one new thing I learned, that Brahmaji had given boon to Hiranyakashipu, that not in water, not on the land, not in the sky, not with weapon, not with astra, not with chastra, and what else, not in the daytime, not in night time, what else? Not inside, not outside, no man, no created by Brahma, no species, anything. There is one more thing he did. Hiranyakashipu was killed in Adhik Mas. So not even in routine time also. That means routine timetable to na. This is what I read in the book, that he was killed in Adhik Mas, Purushottam Mas, which is not also in routine timings. So everything he fulfilled and also killed in Purushottam Mas also. After, you see, everybody was trembling actually. Lord was trembling and roaring still. He was so angry actually. Even after killing Hiranyakashipu, his anger was like unbearable for himself also. And this form that you see in our temple in ISKCON, Mayapur, is the form is not there in even Brahmaloka also. In Chauda Bhuvan, in 14 planetary systems, this form of the Lord is not there. That was when it was designed, it was refused by the Sapati. That we are not ordered by scriptures to make such a deity. He has just come out of the pillar. Imagine, he's not even used his anger to kill. He's yet to exhibit everything. He's just come out of the pillar. He said, that form, if you made here, the destruction only will take place. But then in the dream of that guru, of that maker, Murti, the guru came in the dream. He was alive, but he still came in the dream and told, for ISKCON you can make this Murti. And he came running, yes, yes, sanction is there, we'll make now. And then 6 months was given time to make Murti, and 6 months not even one step was taken. So they went to take the Murti after 6 months. And they found even stone is not found. So what are you doing 6 months? So we are looking for live stone. What is live stone? You said all the stones are dead. So live stone is that stone where the insects actually makes a bore in that and comes out of another side, makes a tunnel all the way. That is live stone. We are looking for that. We are not looking for ordinary stone. So you have to wait till the live stone is available. And that's how the whole deity was made. After that, live stone was available. So Hiranyakashipu, he was killed, and lot of lords' anger must be consumed in doing that, you know, activity, because he killed his demons also, he killed him also. Very ghastly way he killed him. With two hands he held him, with two hands he tore him apart, with two hands he took out his intestines and wore as a garland, and two hands he held what? Padma and? Yes, tell me. Shankha and Padma. Okay, what you see here is all eight arms having eight things, but all the six arms were utilized in destroying, so two arms were holding the merciful items, which were for mercy for the devotees. And then everybody was trembling, and they put forward Prahlad. And then somehow Prahlad pacified him, did aarti, and did puja and everything. And then taking Prahlad in the lap, Lord flew in the sky and came to this place called Narsingapalli. It is at the bank of Mandakini branch of Ganga. He came there, and there he washed his bloody hands, which is having blood. And he drank the cool waters of Mandakini and felt much refreshed. But still his body was filled with dried blood of Hiranyakashipu. Because you know, when you kill a live person, his heart is beating. And it's not beating with 72 minutes per hour, per minute, 72 beats per minute. They were having life and death battle. So what do you expect the heartbeat must be? Maybe 110, maybe 120 per minute, maybe beating blood like anything. So when it tore him apart, it must have been splash of blood everywhere. And it all splashed everywhere, and Lord's body also, hands, everything was filled. His intestines were filled with blood, were also along the neck. So Lord's body must be fully filled with blood. So when he came here, all the demigods also came here. Because demigods were no what they were doing before. When Hiranyakashipu and Narsingadeva were fighting, the demigods were hiding behind the clouds. Why they were hiding behind the clouds? But they thought, if Hiranyakashipu wins, and if he wins and he sees us looking at the war, then he will come and finish us. So they were coming in and out of the cloud. When Lord was appearing to be winning, they were coming out of the cloud. When sometimes Hiranyakashipu was appearing to be winning, the Lord, they were going hiding. That is a demigod. Please don't try to become demigod. They have a variable faith. Their faith changes as per situation. They don't have absolute faith that this is our Lord, he's going to kill Hiranyakashipu. Why should we bother? Let us stand and watch like this in balcony. No. So when the Lord was out after killing, Lakshmi Devi also was trembling. Brahma was trembling. All Indra, Chandra, Varun, Vayu, everybody was trembling. Nobody had guts to go in front of the Lord. Only Prahlad, Brahma came and he pushed Prahlad. Hey, you go, you go. First they told Lakshmi Devi, you go, you go. He said, ki, I don't know. He's my husband. He's your husband. Please go. No, no, I have not seen this person anymore. I don't know this person. This is a different person. My husband is very sweet. I keep massaging his feet in Vaikuntha all time. So she also could not go inside, in front. So Prahlad went. And still Lord was not pacified. They were all still worried. And when Lord took Prahlad and came here, they all came behind him. And still they were not, you know, trying to go close to the Lord. Lord little boat got pacified, drank water of Mandakini, felt alright. Then demigod had carried Amrut Kumbha, and many places they had got of river waters, or Mahatirtha of all rivers they had collected to give bath. But they didn't have guts to go and tell Lord, we want to bathe you. Said, Prahlad, please tell. We want to bathe him actually. So Prahlad told, yes, yes, I will tell. And the Lord agreed. And then the demigods, in the leadership of Prahlad, did Abhishek of the Lord and cleaned him completely. And that was the place where the kunda was formed. Mandakini river is different. And the kunda is different. And that kunda, Lord declared, whoever will touch the waters of this kunda, whoever will drink this water of the kund, whoever will take bath in this kund, whoever will take darshan of this kund, will be delivered from the cycle of birth and death. So much mercy actually. And then looking at that, the Lord stayed there for some time. And immediately Brahma called Vishwakarma. And Vishwakarma built palaces for many demigods in nearby hills. And they stayed there and worshipped Lord for a long time. Today also, the palaces are not there, but in the palaces, in place of palaces, there are hillocks are there, where there used to be the palaces of demigods. And that place is called Devapalli. This place is called Narsimhapalli. And surrounding that is called Devapalli, where the demigods resided in their palaces to worship the Lord every day. And then after that, Lakshmi Devi made kheer of rice and milk, cow milk. And she offered the Lord, and Lord accepted with great love. And he said, I order Lakshmi Devi that she will make kheer in every day offer to me. So in that place, the kheer is made every day in the mood of Lakshmi Devi, that she is making that kheer and offering to the Lord, and Lord is accepting Lakshmi Devi's kheer. It is said, whoever will taste that milk and kheer, the kshira, will develop love of Godhead. So it's a very beautiful place. And one should definitely take darshan and pray to Lord Narsingha, because Lord Narsingha is our protector. One time when Yavanas attacked Yogapit temple, at that time Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati established Varaha Narsingha there. Behind, if you go, you see Varaha Narsingha Dev. After that, no Yavanas ever came, no dacoits ever came to attack the temple. Similarly, when Yavanas attacked our temple, ISKCON temple, under construction, whatever, they were harassing ladies, trying to strip them naked. You can imagine, foreigner ladies would come all the way from abroad to dedicate their lives. They were attacked by these Yavanas. At that time, devotees came across and they told that this is what the history is, so we should also install Narsingadev. And that's how Narsingadev came. After that, no attack was, up till now, no attack is there. Only attack is there from within. And for that also we have to say Bahir Narsingha, Hridaya Narsingha. Prabhupada said actually nobody can defeat devotees, but devotees can defeat devotees themselves. Like Yadavas, they were Krishna's party. Nobody could defeat them in the world, but they destroyed themselves by infighting. So we have to be careful. We should not tax Narsingadev to protect us from this self-generated misery of infighting. Let him protect us from external miseries and internal miseries that we create for ourselves and the community. We should beg Narsingadev for purifying us not to do that. And Narsingadev is very, very merciful. There are so many stories of Narsingadev, miraculous stories of late only, just now only. When Narsingadev is like in Karmi terminology, if you go to Karmi people, they talk Jagrut Devata. For us, every Devata is Jagrut only. Every deity that Prabhupada established is Jagrut Devata. He reciprocates with devotees. And every deity, every single day, six times a day, eats all the food that we are offering. We don't have to wait for the opportune day when Ganesh will drink and then Lord also will drink. So this Narsimhadev is like that, but this Narsimhadev is very special that he has been performing the Leelas with devotees even currently also. One time Lord Narsimhadev showed his face as Radha Madhav's face. And Radha Madhav is like this and his face was Narsimhadev. And when the devotee saw Narsimhadev, he saw Radha Madhav's face there. To show that he is not different. And Narsimhadev is so ferocious actually, so fearful in one sense. But when he comes to the Audarya Dham, he also assumes Audarya Bhav. He becomes as benevolent as Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu is benevolent. The deity of the Lord always assumes the bhava of the dham, whatever is there. So we should be very grateful to Narasimha Dev that he has been so kind upon us. There are so many stories in ISKCON history that devotees were in difficulty and Narasimha Dev appeared and saved them. You know, there is one devotee who was a pujari. Only brahmacharis could serve Narasimha Dev. So there was one younger brahmachari. First, Pankajangri Prabhu took up that challenge. Okay, if you need a brahmachari, I will take up the leadership in. And Jananivas Prabhu said, I will take leadership in Radha Madhav worship. So both brothers took up that. But they had assistants who were brahmacharis, and one of them was a very young brahmachari, and he was actually seva was to do Shayan Seva, to put Narasimha Dev to rest. And that time it used to be night time, and that time it was a black temple. It used to be dark and he used to be alone. So he used to tremble in fear looking at a Narasimha Dev inside the temple. And closed door also. He has to remove dresses and everything. Closed door, nobody inside. He used to tremble actually. Every day he would tremble. And with great fear in the heart, he would say one, run away after that. You know? So Narasimha Dev did not like this. It's like Yashoda Devi is putting Krishna to sleep and she is trembling in fear. How does that sound? You know, how you will get sleep like that? And the person who putting to sleep to you, he is like trembling in fear. So he didn't like it. So he came in the dream. And the brahmachari was sleeping on a bunker. You know, bunker? One, two, like that. So higher bunk, higher bed he was sleeping. On the higher. And on him, Narasimha Dev jumped like this. And with his paws, he pierced his nails in his two shoulders. He said, why are you fearful? Why do you fear? I am your loving Lord. Why you are fearing me? Don't fear me. And he's still trembling there also. But still the words were really assuring words. So then Narasimha Dev disappeared. And this devotee got completely mad actually. Completely in ecstasy. And you know, Brahmachari Ashram, I should not tell you the inside stories, what actually happens there. How do they sleep in the night and what do they do? I don't tell you. But he was, by the way, he was only on Kopan in the night. So when this happened, he woke up. And he was not woke up, he was in ecstasy. So he just saw that his two shoulders were bleeding. Five pravaha, five what you call streams. And five streams here. And he was in total ecstasy. He ran from Brahmachari Ashram, from long building. Long building, Chakra building is called as. Long building, say, to Narasimha Bhagwan's temple room. He ran in the middle of the night. He found the temple closed. He ran back again. And from 1:30 in the morning till 4 o'clock in the morning, he was running back and forth. And what happens at 4 o'clock in the morning? Devotees start coming for Mangal Arati. They start getting out of their houses and start walking towards temple. Some people go very early and chant in temple. And this fellow is running. And women and men are walking on the road. He was just running up and down. And then somebody, very compassionate person, he saw this fellow keeps on doing that. Yes, I should find out. So he just held him and woke him up. Hey, what are you doing? Then he went in the Brahmachari Ashram and told him the whole story. And that devotee could not believe this. But he said, see, we saw five streams here and five streams here. Got pacified. That devotee is now married, is a grahastha, but he has got healed 5 marks here and 5 marks here on his body. One time, one Russian lady, her son became brahmachari and he joined ISKCON. Hey, Russia is like, even it is written in Jagannath scriptures that Jagannath will go to Russia one day. So much devotion, because Rishiya Desh, no? It is Rishiya Desh. Rishis used to stay there and perform tapasya in the cold weather. So Rishiya Desh is called Russia today. Australia is Astralaya of Pandavas. They used to practice their arms there. It's called Astralaya. So it's Australia. Like that, the many countries in the whole world have the names Apabhramsha of the original name actually. There's a lot of knowledge internet available on this. Anyways, so that he left there and he became brahmachari. So this lady came to India, and wherever the Hare Krishna temple was there, she was asking. And poor lady didn't know that after you become devotee, your name also changes. So if you are Vladimir, you become Vamandev. If you are Putin, you become Pandurang Das. So like that, she was asking the Russian name and they were not able to relate, you know. And poor lady went all over India and she could not find her son. And finally they said, this is a big temple, I mean, not big temple, big land and big project coming up. You go and find out there. So she came to Mayapur. And someone told her, this Narasimhadev is very powerful and very, you can have relationships and responses from him. You really pray to him, he'll fulfill your desire and all. So she said that if I find my son here, I'll take initiation in ISKCON. I'll become devotee. And she was like so much desperate. You can see, if you are a mother, only you can understand the feeling of a mother who has lost her son, searching all over India. And she's begging, tears in her eyes, please my Lord, if I can find my son here, I'll become your devotee and I'll join this movement as an initiated devotee. And she was like this. Nobody is there between her and Narasimhadev. And suddenly one bald head came in between her and Narasimhadev with Shikha. And that was her son. She's so happy. Today she is initiated devotee in ISKCON. One time the red eyes, devotees thought we should have colorful eyes. Why only red eyes? Somebody made yellow eyes. And they took, informed Pankaj Angri Prabhu, I want to put yellow eyes. So Pankaj Angri Prabhu said, no, his mood is red eyes. He's angry, so you don't change his mood. No, so what? One day he can be cool also, no? Every day why he has to be angry? He can cool. So against his actual will, just to pacify that Mataji, reluctantly agreed. And then the yellow eyes were put. And the lady was very happy that finally my desire was fulfilled, and she went for darshan and she went to peaceful time, there was nobody there, and she was taking darshan, and you know how we pray to Narasimhadev, fully absorbed, and then she said, give my eyes back. She opened her eyes and saw her. Anybody is there behind? No. Nobody is there, maybe it's an illusion. So again she like closed her eyes and praying, thank you my Lord, give my eyes back. This time she was like really worried. And she was almost fearful. And third time she heard the same voice, give my eyes back. And she ran to Pankaj Angri Prabhu's room. Prabhu, I think Narasimha Bhagwan is telling me, give me my eyes back. He said, I told you. Oh, I told you not to change his eyes, but you are so insisting upon that. He was like, anyway, just change the eyes right now. So he brought the red eyes, ran in the temple, closed the temple and changed the eyes. She was taking darshan and there was no more sound. Hare Krishna. Narasimhadev Bhagwan ki. So we should go there and sing Narasimha prayers. With our heart filled with love and appreciation and gratitude, Narasimha Bhagwan, who has protected our ISKCON movement, not ISKCON devotees, ISKCON movement as such. Gaudiya mission as such, he has protected all the while. And there have been stories after stories in devotees' lives. We can meet Nartaki Mataji sometimes. She'll tell you the story, what they have experienced. In Russia, in China, you know, people have seen the lion in between. Police have seen and they have run away. One time one girl, a devotee girl, you know, nice girl, already putting tilak and nice devotee gopi dress in America. She was on the road and somehow she came on the main highway actually. And suddenly a truck came. And the truck dashed her. And she flew in the sky in a parabolic way from one end of the road to the other end of the road. And as if she flew in the sky on her own desire and jumped on a cotton, like that she felt. So you can imagine the parents how much they worried they must be. So they came running because they said, how we left our girl unattended like that? We should have been careful. And she went on the main road. So she was like smiling, laughing. So they were like crying. They said, Mama, why are you crying? On a very loving lion came and he picked me up and he put me on the other side of the road. Look, his handprints are there on the scene. Look. Some little bit blood, which is not painful at all. Where Narasimha Bhagwan held her and picked her up, she showed that to her parents. And there's so many experiences like that. Only one has to have faith. Lord is there for the person who has faith actually. And he doesn't need to be there for those people who don't have faith. Why should he? All our spiritual life is simply based on faith. Everything what I said is also true if you have faith. Otherwise, it's simply waste of 1.5 hour sitting over here and talking. But you can imagine how fortunate we are. That gift of priceless faith has been awarded to us by our spiritual master. And by that gift of faith of our spiritual master, the whole spiritual world is open for us, is visible to us, is perceivable by us, is experienceable by us. We can experience the whole spiritual world by the power of this faith. When the faith is shut, everything is shut. So let us not ever lose this faith. Let us pray in this place to Lord Narasingadev that our Shraddha, that is Komal, should be turned into Nishtha, unshakable faith. And when that faith is turned into Nishtha, then only the next items of devotion will manifest. That is Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav and Prem. Is that right? Am I right? Nishtha ke baad mein kya aata hai? Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav and Prem. 5 are already over, so 4 are remaining. So the next esoteric items of devotion, which really actually give you the test of devotion, will develop only when you have Nishtha. And that Nishtha is available when you associate with devotees regularly and perform your sadhana. Then only anartha nirvruti will take place, and then one day that faith will be turned into Nishtha, and that Nishtha will be our priceless property, which will take us through this material world all the way back home, back to Godhead. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Gauranga! One who chants Shri Gauranga's name and Nityananda's name with faith, they, the two personalities, run behind that person with the gift of love of Godhead. Krishna Prem's love runs in the hands of Gauranga Nityananda for you and me when we chant Gauranga Nityananda. Gauranga! Nityananda! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.